We're moving forward to Georgia. Obviously, everybody knows the challenge that this team presents, this game presents, but it's a challenge that we're going to be excited for and look forward to playing. I know our players will be excited, and but this is they've got great players at every position. Kirby Smart has done a great job since he's been there. Their coaching staff has done a great job, and you know George is one of those premier jobs in the country. One of the top five jobs in the country. I'll stand over here. It's a great environment. We played them when I was at Clemson. It's always a packed house there. Their fans are fantastic. It'll be a great college atmosphere. So we got to go down. When you play games like this, you got to play perfect. You got to play your best and to have a chance. So we're going to go down there and get excited to play this game. We got to correct our mistakes from last week that we made. I thought we did some things better this past week than we did the week before. So if we can continue to improve, like I said, after the game Saturday, correct the mistakes that we made in that game against Tennessee Martin, we'll continue to get better as this season moves forward. So I'll open it up to your questions.
Coach, when you go up against a team like Georgia that has national championship kind of aspirations, what do you tell your guys in the week leading up to that and to get them ready for that tough of a game?
Yeah, they played for the national championship last year, and, they're up there number two or number three this year and, predicted to win the SEC East and play for it again. So our players, they'll be motivated. They're ready to go. They know the type of players, the type of program, the type of team, the type of atmosphere they were going into. But like I've always said, we're not going to back down from anybody. We knew this schedule a long time ago. We knew we were going to play Georgia a long time ago. So, these guys will be ready. And when you play anybody, but games like this, you can't control what they're going to do. All you can do is control what you do, how you prepare, how you play. And you don't worry about, because you don't have any control over what they're going to do. And play the best of your ability, play as hard as you can, compete as hard as you can, play as tough as you can. And then at the end of the day, you look up the scoreboard and see how you did.
Coach, you mentioned you felt there was a lack of urgency on defense on Saturday against Martin. Do you think that urgency was there yesterday during practice because it is going to be Georgia?
Well, I said that after the game, and you probably, after you watch the tape, it probably wasn't as bad as what I said or what I thought right after the game. You look at it, Wayne Parks returns that kick, that punt for a touchdown. The defense is out there. We return a punt for a touchdown, then they got to go right back out there. They're out there. Martin drives down. They throw an interception at the 3-yard line. Greg returns it for a touchdown. Now the defense goes right back out there. So, they played a lot of snaps. They played over 90 snaps Saturday. Part of it was because of that. Part of it was, because we scored offensively at times on a, pretty quick. And then at other times, we didn't play as well. We could have gotten off the field if we'd have tackled a little bit better. So I thought there at times, we didn't get lined up with the urgency that we needed to, but it wasn't near as bad as what I probably emphasized after the game. And then we couldn't go out. We couldn't practice yesterday. We couldn't get outside because of the lightning and the rain, and the basketball team was practicing in the mini gym there, so we didn't have any place to go, so all we did was meet yesterday.
Kind of follow up, how much are you and Coach Chafe are going to kind of express that open field tackling and tackling in space against Georgia with the amount of skilled position players they have?
Well, we got to tackle, but it doesn't matter who you play. You know, Georgia's got good skill. Florida Atlantic's going to have good skill. Marshall's going to have good skill. You know, everybody we play is going to have good skill. So we know we got to tackle better. We tackled pretty good, against Vandy the first game. We didn't have a bunch of missed tackles. We had a bunch of missed tackles this past game. So we got to get that corrected. So we can't give up as many missed tackles, or we can't have as many missed tackles as we did against Martin moving forward as we go into Georgia and get into our conference play. We got to get that cleaned up, and we will. Our players know it. Our coaches know it, so we'll get that corrected this week.
In your first two games, you've given up opening drive touchdowns to both teams. How do you correct that so you're not starting kind of behind the eight ball every game?
It's early in the season. People gonna, like the first one against Vandy, we get a terrible kick. They start on the 40. Their first play, we get a penalty. Now they're on the, plus side of the field. We stop them. They get a fourth down call, and they break a tackle on fourth down, So and then last week, they hit us with a 20-yard run on the first play. They got a deep ball over the top of us. They got two explosive plays, in their first three or four plays of the game. So you got to stop that. So, we'll get it. We'll get it. I mean, it's early in the year, and obviously you would like to get a three and out, but I'm realistic enough to know that that doesn't happen every time when you're playing good football teams.
You guys are on national TV on Saturday. What's that mean for you as a coach in this program and these players to have so many nationally televised games this season? I think you're on ESPN Plus like you were Saturday a lot, and yada, yada.
Yada, yada. It's a great opportunity. Everybody wants to play on TV. You got guys from Florida. You got guys from Georgia. You got guys from Tennessee, from Mississippi, from Alabama, California. It's an opportunity for their friends and family to see them on TV and play, and it's a great testament to this program that ESPN wants to put us on TV, So there's a lot of factors that go into that, but as a competitor, as a player, you like to it's always a nice reward to be on TV.
There's one particular play where Brent lost his helmet against Martin and Asher O'Hara came in. Is that normally by design, or is that kind of where he just went in and kind of got the play call?
No, it's an NCAA rule that if your helmet comes off through the course of the game without it being caused by a penalty, you have to leave the game for a play.
Is Asher kind of the guy you guys look to if that happens to Brent, or is it just?
Well, I mean, Asher and Chase Cunningham, those two guys right now are battling, for the number two position, and we decided to go with Asher yesterday or Saturday in that. But those guys will, continue to battle and continue to compete daily for that, number two spot.
What's the main thing you want to see on Saturday, let alone for what the scoreboard says? Obviously, you want to win. But yeah. What's one thing you want to see from the guys on Saturday?
Other than winning the game, just to, continue to get better. And as a coach, this early in the season, that's what you're looking for. You want to continue to improve each week. And I thought we improved, from – week one to week two, and now you want to see improvement from week two to week three. So the objective is to win the game. That's what we're going down there for, but at the same time, you want to see improve. If we don't improve, we're not going to win. So that goes hand in hand. So we're playing a lot of new people. That the moment is not too big for them, that they don't get deer in the headlight looks going down there and playing, because it's going to be You know, we've gone to Alabama and played, you know, but going down to Athens at a night game, they hadn't been in an atmosphere like this yet. And because it's going to be it'll be rowdy. It'll be loud. It'll be extremely loud. It'll be energetic. You know, they'll have had all day to get primed, their fans, and they'll be ready to go. So, you know, just continue to improve each week as this season moves along.
I know you don't want to look too far ahead, especially past this week, but you do have the bye week coming up next week. Do you think that's in a good spot in your schedule after the tough three games you open the season with and the right before conference?
Thank goodness it's not like last year or the years past where it was week 7 or 8, 8 or 9, whatever it's been these last 3 or 4 years, because we're so beat up right now. I mean, we need you know, to try to get healthy before we start conference play that following week. So, yeah, I think the open date, especially this year with our injury status, is couldn't have come at a better time.
Greg Gray had the interception return for a touchdown. How'd you see him kind of in his first action against Martin? How much do you figure he'll kind of keep on improving as the season goes along?
He made a really nice play on that play, but, you know, like anything, that's the first time he played. He did some really good things and did some things that will get you beat, you know. So, but that's the natural maturation process of playing young people. And but he's got a great future ahead of him. He'll only continue to get better. Now, the more he practices, the more he plays, the more he sees, he'll continue to get better. But he's got a great upside to him.
And how do you feel the defensive line's kind of done so far? No sacks for those guys yet, especially when Darius has two, Khalil has two. What do you think? How would you assess the defensive line play two games?
You know, you look back at last year, you know, most of your sacks, you know, are going to come from your linebackers, your safety type people. It's hard for defensive linemen to get sacks. Defensive ends, you know, they got a better chance. But the inside guys, I think Malik and Roshim, you know, those guys, Ferg, Jordan Ferguson, those guys have, you know, really done a nice job in there of getting pressure, of trying to move the pocket back a little bit, you know, to give Darius, to give Khalil, to give your, you know, linebackers a chance to, you know, to get some pressure in there. So it's just something we got to continue to emphasize. We got to continue to work. Obviously, the more pressure you can get on a quarterback, the better your chances of making something happen. But our defensive line has done a very solid job so far these first two games.